Thank you. are listening to WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana, heard worldwide on Jazz Radio, WETF.org. My name is John Clark, and you're listening to the Jazz Focus today, and we are going to be focusing on a guitar player who's very little known these days. He was an Argentinian named Oscar Alemán. I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, A-L-E-M-A-N, and I believe that was the pronunciation. He was born in, I believe it was about 1909 in Argentina. He was orphaned quite early. He made his living playing guitar and ukulele and different things, dancing even on the streets, before he started really playing guitar and learning how to play it. He joined a duo that toured around with some different acts and ended up in France, in Spain first, in 1929, made his way to Paris, and became acquainted with jazz, and most notably with Django Reinhardt. And some people feel that he was kind of a worthy counterpart to Django. Alemán was probably a better technical musician and could read music, which Django could not, obviously, so that opened up some doors to him. He recorded a fair number of things in the 1930s. He didn't belong to any one particular group, although he led groups in Paris all the way through the decade up until the German occupation, beginning World War II, and then he went back to Argentina and lived there for the rest of his life and made a series of recordings with a variety of swing groups there. He lived up until 1980, had a fairly long life for a jazz musician of that vintage, and left a number of interesting recordings. We started out with something called the Joe Louis Stomp, and this was done by Bill Coleman and his orchestra. The African-American trumpet player Bill Coleman had made it over to France in 1936 and immediately started recording. He was playing with the Willie Louis Band, and he put together a number of really interesting and satisfying jazz sessions for the gramophone and swing labels in 1936-7-8 thereabouts. And on this particular session from January 31st of 1936 for gramophone, he used Oscar Alemán on guitar, also Eugene Delm on bass and William Diemer on drums. John Ferrier is on piano, and Edgar Spider Corrance plays clarinet and tenor sax. He was one of the more active reed players in France at the time. That was the Joe Louis Stomp, which was kind of a takeoff on Christopher Columbus or I Got Rhythm, with some variations in there, and we heard a nice guitar solo by Alemán. Then we went to Alemán's one and only solo guitar date from the period, and we heard the tune, venerable tune at this point, Whispering. That was from December 5th of 1938. He did two tunes. We're going to hear the other one, as well as the other side from the Bill Coleman session, at the end of the program. Whispering really featured him beautifully, playing some rubato effects, playing the verse, and showing off his technique and his harmonic knowledge as well. So now we're going to go to another band date. This was a band that was led by the saxophonist Eddie Bruner, and it was recorded in Paris on June 13th of 1938. There were five tunes that were recorded. Only one has a guitar solo, so we're playing that one right now. It's called the Montmartre Blues, and it features Bill Coleman again on trumpet, Eddie Bruner on clarinet, Alix Combel on tenor sax. There's a second tenor listed, Noel Chaboust, but I think it was Alix Combel who played the solos. He was a pretty obvious stylist, and we'll be doing a program on him coming up at some point. Herman Chittison, we've done a podcast on him, great piano player, very under the radar at the time. Oscar Alemán on guitar, Roger Grasset on bass, and the African-American player Tommy Benford on drums. And that's going to be the Montmartre Blues, which is credited to Eddie Bruner. Following that, we're going to hear four tunes that were done by the Oscar Alemán Trio in May 12th of 1939 for the Swing label. This group features Alemán on solo guitar, John Mitchell on rhythm guitar, and Wilson Myers on bass and vocal. Both of those last two musicians were African-American musicians who'd ended up in France during the 1930s playing with Willie Louis and other players as well. And the four tunes we're going to hear that were the sum total of this session are Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby, then Just a Little Swing, Dear Old Southland, and Jeepers Creepers. So those are our tunes coming up. Eddie Bruner and his orchestra with the Montmartre Blues, and then the Oscar Alemán Trio doing Russian Lullaby, Just a Little Swing, Dear Old Southland, and Jeepers Creepers, all featuring Oscar Alemán on guitar. Thank you.
just do, plain do, little do, when baby starts to cry. Rock-a-bye, my baby, somewhere there may be a land that's free for you and me and the Russian lullaby. Thank you. Southland, I hear you called it me, and I know where I long to roam, back to my old Kentucky home. But I do, but I did, Kentucky get those peepers, jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get out, how'd they get so lit out? Gosh, oh, get out, and how'd get that size? Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, I've got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those beavers, how'd hit me down, where'd you get those out?
That was an interesting cross-section of European jazz. We started out with the Montmartre Blues, done by Eddie Bruner and his orchestra. Eddie Bruner was the clarinet player on there. I believe he was a Belgian. And that had a band including the African-Americans Bill Coleman on trumpet, doing some typically superb work, Herman Chittison on piano, and Tommy Benford on drums. Joining them were Alix Combel and Noel Chaboust on tenor sax. I think it was Chaboust who played the first tenor solo, and then Combel who played the second one, which was, shall we say, rhythmically insistent. And then, of course, our topic, Oscar Alemán on guitar and Roger Gersay on bass. And those were done for Swing in Paris, June 13th of 1938. Then we went to that trio date, the Oscar Alemán Trio, recording for Swing also in May 12th of 1939. We heard The Russian Lullaby, followed by Just a Little Swing, an original by Alemán, Dear Old Southland, and Jeepers Creepers. And on Russian Lullaby, we also heard a vocal by Wilson Myers, the bass player. Oscar Alemán did all the solos on guitar, and John Mitchell played rhythm guitar. Some very good playing there. We had some time, so I included the first of the four tunes we're going to be hearing, done by Danny Polo and his Swinging Stars, recording in Paris. And this was a group that recorded on January 30th of 1939. An interesting band, Philippe Brun on trumpet. I think he was a Belgian too, but he recorded with many French bands. Danny Polo, the American expatriate, on clarinet. He had gone over to England to play with the Ambrose Band in the 30s. He had played with Jean Goldkett in the 1920s in America, and then returned to play with Benny Carter and Joe Sullivan, and ended his career playing with the Claude Thornhill Band in the mid-1940s, late-1940s, and he might have been the 10th member of the Miles Davis Nonet. He was rehearsing with that group with the Gil Evans arrangements in 1948-49 or so, but he passed away before the recording sessions were done. We're going to hear Alix Combel again, as we did, on tenor sax. On that particular tune, which was called Doin' the Gorgonzola, a tune by the jazz critic and pianist Leonard Feather, we heard Garland Wilson, a very underrated black piano player over in Paris at the time. Oscar Alemán, of course, on guitar. Louis Vola on bass. He had been a key member of the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, as was the drummer, Jerry Mengo, who played drums on the few sides by that group that used drums. So, as I said, that was called Doing the Gorgonzola. We're going to hear the other three tunes from that date, all of which feature Alemán in solo, or at least in very prominent rhythm section parts. We're going to hear the Montparnasse Jump, which was a Danny Polo tune. Actually, we're going to start out with the standard tune from the 1920s, China Boy, which will have some good blowing by all the horns, and then Montparnasse Jump. And then we're going to end up with an interesting tune by Danny Polo called Polonaise. Polonaise, and that features the horns, as well as a very good piano solo by Garland Wilson. I should mention that Montparnasse Jump and China Boy feature the piano playing of Una Mae Carlisle, the African-American pianist who recorded quite a bit in the 1930s and into the 40s with various jazz groups. She was a protege of Fats Waller. We have her on a couple of podcasts in the past. So that will be our beginning of our set coming up. China Boy, Montparnasse Stomp, and Polonaise. Then we're going to jump over to the post-war years. As I said, Alemán had returned to Argentina, and he had recorded, or was to record, quite a few things with various groups. We're going to be hearing his swing quintet, his Quinteto di Swing, recording in 1944 and 46 and possibly 47. These were all Argentinian musicians who were backing up Alemán, who was clearly the best of the bunch. We have Manuel Gavinovich on violin, Seferino Albuquerque on piano, Guillermo Barbieri on rhythm guitar, Louis Gavinovich on bass, and Ramon Caravaca on drums. And these were all recorded in Buenos Aires. That's the personnel of the first one we're going to hear, which is called Caminos Cruzados, or Crossroads. Then we're going to hear the venerable old Darktown Strutters Ball with largely the same band, except Charles Wilson was on piano for that one. And if we have time, we might slip in another one after that as well. But that's what we're going to start with. Danny Polo's Swing Stars featuring Oscar Alemán on China Boy, Montparnasse Jump, and Polonaise, followed by the Oscar Alemán Swing Quintet on Caminos Cruzados, Crossroads, and the Darktown Strutters Ball. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we started out with Danny Polo and his Swinging Stars, featuring Oscar Alemán on guitar, also Philip Bruhn on trumpet, Danny Polo on clarinet, Elise Combell on tenor sax. On the first two numbers, we heard Unamae Carlisle on piano, and on the third one, we heard Garland Wilson on piano. Also, Louis Vola on bass and Jerry Mengo on drums. We started out with China Boy, then went on to the Montparnasse Jump, and ended up with that kind of interesting tune by the composer, or by the band leader, I should say, Danny Polo, called Polonaise. Then we went on and heard some of those fine gypsy jazz tunes, or stylized tunes, that were done in Argentina in the almost post-war and post-war years, done by the Oscar Alemán Swing Quintet. And we heard Caminos Cruzados, which was called Crossroads. That's actually quite an interesting tune, which used some South American rhythms, some gypsy influence, and some straight-ahead jazz as well. And then we heard the Darktown Strutters Ball, and we had a little extra time, so I put in their version of Blue Skies, Cielos Azules. And these were all from 1944, 46, and 47. And we had in the personnel here Manuel Gavinovich on violin, somebody I take to be his brother, Louis Gavinovich, on bass, Ramon Caravaca on drums, and then, of course, Oscar Alemán on solo guitar, Guillermo Barbieri on rhythm guitar, and then on the first tune, Crossroads, we heard Seferino Albuquerque on piano, on Darktown Strutters Ball, Charles Wilson on piano, and then on Blue Skies, we heard Walter Noseda on piano, so slightly different personnel there. So very interesting performances. We have two more tunes. We're going to round off the program the way we started it, with one solo guitar piece by Oscar Alemán and one tune by the Bill Coleman Orchestra. But before we do, I'll tell you, you've been listening to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark, and we are here together on WETF, the jazz station in South Bend, Indiana, heard worldwide on jazz radio, wetf.org. So we're going to finish off with, again, the solo guitar performance by Oscar Alemán and Nobody's Sweetheart. And then the standard tune, Coquette, performed by Bill Coleman and his orchestra. Again, Bill Coleman on trumpet, Edgar Carranza on clarinet and tenor, John Ferrier on piano, Oscar Alemán on guitar, Eugene Delm on bass, and William Diemer on drums. So thank you very much. Hope you've enjoyed the program and maybe have encountered a new guitarist to become a favorite, Oscar Alemán. Thank you, and see you next week.